This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by Concerned Citizens for Nuclear Safety. Here is this week's top headline, Call to Action, Stop Lanol Tritium Venting and Protect the Most Vulnerable. On Monday, Tewa Women United released two independent scientific reports about the harm that would be done to public health and the environment should Los Alamos National Laboratory, LANL, be allowed to vent radioactive tritium from four flanged tritium waste containers stored at LANL's Area G radioactive and hazardous waste dump. It is another important step taken by Tewa Women United to hold LANL and the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, EPA, accountable to the law. The two new reports revealed that the proposed venting of tritium, a form of radioactive hydrogen, into the environment would not meet the current EPA or Department of Energy regulations. Tewa Women United collaborated with German scientist Bernard Franck, a director of the Institute for Energy and Environmental Research, and Dr. Arjun Makhajani from the Institute for Energy and Environmental Research. The first report, Review of LANL Radiation Dose Assessment for the Venting of Flanged Tritium Waste Containers at TA-54 at LANL, authored by Franck, contains results from computer models used to assess the possible range of radiation doses to the public across various weather scenarios. Dr. Makhajani stated, quote, according to the EPA Regulatory Radiation Standards, Title 40 Code of Federal Regulations requires that the radiation dose to, quote, any member of the public, end quote, should be less than 10 millirem per year. Dr. Makhajani noted, quote, EPA allowed LANL to ignore children and infants in its dose calculations, end quote. Further, the second report, authored by Dr. Makhajani and titled Out of Order, similarly addressed LANL's compliance with the Clean Air Act regulations and DOE Order 458.1 to keep public exposure to, quote, unquote, as low as reasonably achievable. Over the past 4 years, DOE and EPA have ignored repeated requests from Tewa Women United to release their 53 alternatives to the proposed venting. Kathy Juan Povey Sanchez, member of Pueblo San Ildefonso and one of Tewa Women United's co-founders, said, quote, tritium makes water, our sacred source of life, radioactive. We were shocked to learn that LANL's compliance calculations did not take infants and other children into account, end quote. Dalavi Cook, the Environmental Justice Program Manager at Tewa Women United, explained, quote, Tewa Women United believes radiation protection should extend to pregnant women due to fetuses comprising of 70 to 90% water. Pregnant members of the public are not currently protected by the Clean Air Act or any other radiation protection regulation. It is a matter of simple environmental justice for future generations, end quote. For more information, please visit tewawomenunited.org/news stories. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org.